From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 44. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 32. Daytime highs approaching 69. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566. 738-6566.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas women's soccer made their second straight appearance in the Big 12 tournament championship match, but ultimately fell to the BYU Cougars 1-0 at Betty Lou May Soccer Field on Saturday night. BYU was able to generate three shots in the first 10 minutes and draw a couple of corner kicks, but Kansas defense prevented the Cougars from getting any shots on goal. Kansas had an opportunity in the first half when Lexi Watts broke away, dribbling down the left side of the field, and she crossed the ball into the box, but it was corralled by the goalkeeper to negate the chance. The Cougars were able to score on a deep chance in the 21st minute of the match, and that was all she wrote. KU moved to 14-5-3 on the season and 8-2-1 in games away from Lawrence. They did outshoot BYU 17-10, including 8-5 in shots on goal. They held an 8-4 advantage in corner kicks, but couldn't come with the win. They'll wait its fate to see if it's one of 64 teams selected for the NCAA tournament. The 2025 D1 Women's Soccer Selection Show will air today at 3 p.m. Central on NCAA.com. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
This holiday season, help restock local food pantries with Cunningham Fiber's 5 for $5 food drive. Just bring five food items into any Cunningham Fiber office in Beloit, Concordia, Belleville, or Glen Elder and get $5 off your bill, up to $15 total. Donations can also be dropped off at the Jewell County Helping Hands. They're looking for soup, pasta, crackers, canned fruits and vegetables, peanut butter, rice, cereal, and more. Hurry! This offer runs October 15th through December 15th. Give back, get rewarded, and stay connected with Cunningham Fiber, your hometown connection.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZBY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Week two of high school football playoffs were concluded on Friday night, and in 2A, Garden Plain beat Beloit 31-14, Nemaha Central beat Council Grove 34-12, Fulsburg defeated Haven 52-22, Hoisington defeated Hillsboro 46-6, it was Osage City 60, Atchison County 7, Caney Valley beat Riverton 48-8, Southeast of Saline, the defending champion, beat Russell 44-12, and Sabetha defeated Silver Lake 28-16. Class 1A, Smith Center continued their undefeated season, now moving to 10-0. The Redmen beat Thomas More Prep 24-14. St. Mary's Colgan defeated Troy 56-0. Riverside beat Centralia 41-26. Jackson Heights beat Olpe 21-20. Former Smith Center Redmen coach and player Caleb Wick has his Jackson Heights Cobras at 10-0. Moundridge, which will be Smith Center's next opponent, beat Inman 21-22-14. Sterling defeated Marion 53-14. Rossville defeated Jefferson County North 53-18. And Hutch Trinity defeated Republic County 43-14. Class 8-man Division 1, it was Sylvan Lucas defeating Flint Hills in the Katy Country 94 game of the week 62-14. Hill City topped Oxford 50-0. Lincoln continued its great season, moving to 9-1, defeating Oswego 62-34. South Central defeated Oberlin Decatur County 60-48. El Saline defeated Madison 58-6. Little River, Sylvan Lucas' next opponent, defeated Linden 52-20. Leote, Wichita County, defeated Meade 54-6. And Waukini defeated Kiowa County 64-18. In eight-man Division II, all four TVL teams, including Lynn, Hanover, Frankfort, and Axtell, won Friday night. All four teams will be on the east top bracket, where Sharon Springs Wallace County defeated Argonia Attica 52-6. Axtell beat Rural Vista 46-0. Hanover defeated Burlingame 64-8. Victoria defeated Dighton 64-14. And in a shootout, Frankfort defeated Marmaton Valley 84-74. Hodgman County beat Mineola 51-6. Lynn beat Lebo 46-0. And Hutch Central Christian beat Logan Palco 56-0.
Hey guys, it's Lydia here with Rex at North Central Air in Downs, Kansas, and Rex is going to tell us what's new at North Central Air.
Yeah, we have a lot of new items, electric and gas. The gas units right now are the hot items. Everybody's wanting them, and we have them all. We got a new one that's 37 CFM. It's a twin tank, 150 PSI, and it's got a 13-horse Honda and a three-cylinder pump, and that's one they'd sure want to take a look at.
That sounds great, Rex. And how did they get a hold of you?
Yeah, just call me at 785-454-3409.
That's 454-3409, North Central Air in Downs, Kansas.